Welcome to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. I'm your host, Gamal Alexander.
Hi, I'm Gamal Alexander, and I want to welcome you once again to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. This is the podcast where we share tips and insights on how you can effectively, authentically share your story. I wasn't planning on recording anything for at least a week or so, but this episode was an absolute gift to me, and I couldn't wait to share it with you, so here it is. Before we get started, however, I want to direct you to my website. Check it out, www.gamalalexander.com. I've got resources there that I want you to have. Also, I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can find me there. We can connect. Look me up. I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. It's a great way for us to keep in touch. Now, for those of you who are listeners, I have been sharing bits and pieces of my journey as an aspiring public speaker. And I realized, of course, that if I want to share my journey, I've got to share myself. I need to effectively, authentically share my story with you. And so each week, I share a few things about myself. I share what I'm reading, what I'm doing, what I like, and then what I want to talk about. With that being said, I've got some stuff to share with you. First of all, I want to share what I'm reading. I've got an amazing book in my hand. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's entitled Originals by Adam Grant. And the subtitle caught me: How Nonconformists Move the World. This book is all about creativity. And as communicators in general, speakers specifically, we are creatives. We engage in the creative process every time we get behind a microphone. And if you want to know how to maximize the creative process, then I'm going to strongly recommend that you check this book out. It's one thing to have new ideas, big ideas, great ideas, but how do you develop them? How do you get them out? How do you take them to the next level? This book will tell you all about it. So that's what I'm reading right now. As to what I'm doing, I'll tell you a little bit about what I just did. I just saw Avengers Endgame. Without spoiling it for anybody, if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's an incredible movie. It's one of the best I've ever seen. I'm usually not very hyperbolic. I usually don't exaggerate when it comes to these things, but Avengers Endgame is worth the 3 hours of your time. It's a roller coaster ride. You won't even feel the 3 hours pass. It's that good. Once again, don't want to spoil it for you, but I do want you to go see it and then hit me up. Send me a DM, send me a Facebook message, send me an email. Let me know what you thought about it, because I really enjoyed it. So that's what I did. What do I like this week? What do I like? By now that I'm a lover of podcasts. I love learning, and podcasts are a great way to do it. And so with that in mind, the Achieve Your Goals podcast with Hal Elrod. Listen, if you are serious about business of any kind, download that podcast right now. The Achieve Your Goals podcast with Hal Elrod. Some amazing material on that podcast. There's one episode in particular about branding that'll change your life. It'll change your approach to business. You've got to download it now. Make the time to listen. That's what I like. All right, so I've given you what I'm reading, what I did, what I like. Now, let me get to what I want to talk about. So, Just this morning, I learned a lesson the hard way. And hopefully it's a lesson that I remember for the rest of my life. I learned a little something about what I want to call the speaker's spirit. The speaker's spirit. How did I learn it? I was trying to create a video. Anchor does these videos where they transcribe segments of your podcast and you can post them on social media. And they look amazing, so I figured I'd try one. But I'm not good with technology at all. As a matter of fact, I'm terrible at it. The harder I try, it seems, the worse I get. And long story short, I messed around and deleted the first episode of my podcast. So if you're a listener and you go to the list of my podcasts, you're going to see that my introductory episode is actually third in line. Well, your eyes are not deceiving you. I messed it up trying to create this advertisement for my podcast. And guys, I was upset. I mean, talk about discouraged, because it seems as if the technology is just getting away from me. It's like I'm trying to become fluent in Spanish in Mexico with no translator, and I need to use a bathroom. It's just that overwhelming feeling of I'm drowning in all of this novelty, and I can't seem to make heads or tails of it, and I can't make any progress. And while I was wallowing in my discouragement and self-pity, trying to figure out how to re-upload the episode that I completely messed up, it occurred to me that this isn't the only time that I have messed up. This isn't the only time that I will mess up. If you and I are pursuing careers as public speakers, or any kind of career for that matter, there's a certain spirit that we're going to have. There's something about those who succeed in business. There's something about the public speakers I admire, the Tony Robbinsons and the Eric Thomases, and the people who seem to effortlessly get on stage and just command their stage and do their thing. There's something about them that makes them tick, that makes them seem like they're completely different and super gifted, but really, they're not. They just have this spirit about them that enables them to succeed. And I'm learning a little bit about what the speaker's spirit entails. Let me share four facts with you that I'm learning about the speaker's spirit. Hopefully they're helpful to you. First fact I learned, and I'm still learning about the speaker's spirit, is that failure is your friend. Failure is your friend. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you're diving into something new, it's insane to believe that you're going to master it immediately. As a matter of fact, the only way that you will gain any mastery is by taking the opportunity to fail. You and I have to put the time in order to become an expert. I am very uncomfortable with a technology that most entrepreneurs use on a day-to-day basis. But I'm just going to have to fail. I'm going to have to fail over and over and over again until I get it. I'm going to have to fail on Instagram. I'm going to have to fail on Audacity. I'm going to have to fail at podcasting. And I'm going to have to fail at public speaking. I'm going to have to get rejected. I'm going to have to bomb on stage. I'm going to have to get told your speech was boring. Your presentation lost me. I'm going to have to face failure. I'm going to have to face it over and over again. As a matter of fact, I'm not just going to have to face it, but if I'm going to be successful, guys, I'm going to have to look for it. I'm going to have to look for opportunities to fail every single day. Because without the lessons I learn from failure, I will not be able to succeed. Failure is your friend. Look for failure. Look for opportunities to fail. Look for opportunities to learn, because that's the only way that you and I are going to succeed. That's a part of the speaker's spirit. The second fact I learned is that friends and foes don't matter. At the end of the day, it's up to you. Friends and foes don't matter. At the end of the day, it's up to you. I've got some great friends. I've got some amazing people around me who encourage me, and they support me. I am so grateful to have them, but I can't depend on them to hold my hand every step of the way. I can't lean on my friends. I can't leech off of my friends. At the end of the day, my success is up to me. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to get there on my own. No. There's no such thing as a free lunch. No such thing as a self-made person. You're not going to get there on your own. Someone's going to help you. Someone's going to refer you. Someone's going to give you an opportunity. I get it. But at the end of the day, you put in the work. You do the research. You execute. It's about you. Your friends can support you, but they can't do it for you. Your friends can encourage you, but they can't do it for you. You've got to do it on your own. And let's talk about your foes for a minute, the critics. We like to call them the haters. I think we give them too much credit, because usually the people who are on the sidelines making comments, offering their opinions, are usually not the people that will ever be responsible for giving you opportunities. They don't really mean anything. People love to offer their opinions, but usually that's all they do. And even if they're giving you their support, their support is usually not worth the stress of their unsolicited opinion. And even if the opinion is constructive criticism, then learn to accept the constructive criticism and move on. Not everybody's going to like my speaking style. Not everybody's going to like the fact that I'm speaking. There are people who are going to listen to the podcast and say, oh, he could have done that better. There are people who are going to sit in the audience and say, oh man, he should have been shorter. Why is he so loud? Why isn't he loud enough? Why is he so monotone? He needs to be livelier. He needs to be less lively. People will have their opinions based on their preferences. But at the end of the day, your friends, your foes don't matter. Your success, your failure is up to you. I learned the third thing about the speaker's spirit. I learned that emotions are liars. You got to fake it till you make it. I really, honestly, truthfully don't want to be putting myself out there. Every time I upload a podcast episode, I spend at least 2 hours pacing the floor, wondering who's going to be listening. What are they going to think? What are they going to say? Will they like it? Will they like me? I'm scared every time I publish. I've got 2 books coming out. Scared to death that people are going to go through them with a fine-tooth comb and find mistakes. And let me tell you, I don't care how much editing you do. I don't care how many times you read and reread it. There are going to be mistakes. Not only with your writing, but with your speaking. There are going to be mistakes with anything you create and anything you present. Just get over it. Accept it. It's not going to be perfect. You know why? Because you're not perfect. You're human. I'm human. And we're full of mistakes. We make mistakes professionally. We're good at it. And if you allow the fear of making mistakes or the disappointment of failure or the anxiety that comes with trying something new to cripple you, then you will never try anything. You'll never do anything. You'll never accomplish anything. They'll never remember your name. And so a big part of the speaker's spirit is fear management. Managing your emotions, feeling the fear, doing it anyway. And while we're on the subject, fear isn't the only emotion that we have to manage. I've had to learn to manage excitement as well. I get excited about creating a website only to discover that you got other stuff to do. I get excited about one podcast episode. And then before the sun sets, I realize, wait a minute, next week's coming. I need another idea. That brings me to the last fact I learned about the speaker's spirit. The finish line is a myth. So enjoy the journey. You will never be done. Let me say it again. You will never be done. One more time for the people in the back. You will never be done. There will always be another presentation. There will always be another book to read. There will always be another page to write. There will always be another person to help. There will always be another obstacle to navigate. There will always be something else. You will never be done. If success is a fixed point, you'll never reach it because it's not there. It's not there. If you're thinking that there's a point in your experience where you will have arrived as a speaker, where you will have perfected your writing, where you will have perfected your podcasting, I've got news for you. You're lying to yourself. You're delusional. It doesn't exist. You will never be done. There'll always be something else to learn. There'll always be something else to master. So you know what? Every day, why not get up and enjoy the journey? Why not enjoy the fact that you've got another opportunity to do something great? Why not enjoy the fact that you've got another opportunity to make a contribution to the world? Enjoy the journey, because guess what? The journey will never be over. And that's okay. It's not supposed to be. It's there for you and I to enjoy. Well, I'm not going to talk your ear off. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening, as always. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, or if you didn't, I still want to hear from you. Email me, sayitbetternow@gmail.com. Send me a message on social media. Let me know what you thought, and I'll be happy to hear from you. As always, check out my website. And one more thing, please subscribe to the podcast. Please share the podcast, and please leave reviews. We want to make sure that this gets out to everybody. Everybody needs to know about the speaker's spirit, because really, whether you're a speaker or not, you can benefit from it. So Your feedback really helps us get the word out. That's all for now. And until next time, remember that speaking doesn't have to be hard. You can speak easy. I'm here to help you effectively, authentically share your story. Take care. I will see you next time on Easy Street. Thank you for listening to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. For more information, visit www.gamalalexander.com.